In fact, when my father was here before the war, before he married my mother, he said, it never snows in Pembrokeshire. So when we arrived here in 1943, to be completely snowed in, Pembrokeshire was completely snowed in, and that was before the big 1947. Elder members of the community may remember 44 was almost as bad. And we were travelling back from London by train. At Whitland, the train was stuck in a snowdrift, and I spent a freezing night in the train at Whitland station. There was no heating. Anyway, because there were no roads open, then we travelled. We had to travel to Tenby by train, and then to Pembroke Dock ultimately, where the fleet arm had a launch. We were rescued. My mother and I were rescued and brought up the river in one of the fleet arm launches, and I can remember looking out in the dark at this icy river with ice floes floating by, and getting my feet freezing cold in the bilges. And 1944, I was seven, and so when we landed at Llerenny, the road to the village was snowed up, so we had to make a shortcut across the track up to the castle, and I was carried up on the shoulders of a burly fleet arm rating. I remember it was an exciting introduction to Pembrokeshire, and it just showed how perhaps brought home the fact that before roads and railways, the river was the only communication that people could be sure of using, even if there were ice flows on the river.